Enzo laughed.
Was it worth my while going through them?
She shrugged. I don't know. Only you can judge that. But no one else has ever found anything of interest among them.
Did the police look at all this stuff at the time?
Jane sighed and folded her arms.
Well, they did, but not very carefully. I'm afraid they didn't take my account of Papa's phone call very seriously. I think they just thought I was some hysterical woman, distraught by the murder of her father-in-law and the death of her husband, and that I was exercising an overactive imagination.
She blew air out through pursed lips, exasperated still after all these years.
They were so keen to pin it on Kirchhoff, they simply took Papa's calls as an affirmation that he knew the man was coming for him.
Enzo regarded her with interest.
And what do you think, Mrs. Killian?
Oh, God, don't call me that. It makes me sound like some old dear. It's Jane.
Enzo grinned.
Okay, Jane.
He paused.
So do you believe that it was Kirchhoff who did it?
She shook her head.
I really don't know. Everyone on the island seems to think so. I went to his trial. I sat in court day after day and listened to the evidence and watched him in the dock, and I have to say, if I'd been on the jury, I wouldn't have convicted him either.
She looked down and scuffed at the floor with a toe of her high top.
But, you know, even if the evidence had been compelling, something about it wouldn't have felt right. I don't know how to explain that.
She looked up and met his eye very directly.
It just didn't fit, somehow, with a call I got from Papa that night.
Enzo nodded thoughtfully, then turned back to the work desk.
So, what was it here that I should see?
Oh, yes.
She snapped out of a reverie that had propelled her back in time through nearly half her lifetime.
The poem.
She nodded toward the wall above the rows of display cases. A piece of poetry, handwritten in a careful script, was pressed behind glass in a fine black frame. Enzo canted his head to one side and looked at it in confusion.
It's hanging upside down.
That's exactly how it was when I got here. The poem's been there for years. I never paid it much attention. But it was always hung the right way up before.
Enzo reached for it.
May I?
Of course.
He lifted the frame from the wall and saw that it had simply been turned the other way round and rehung, as if Killian had wanted to draw attention to it.
It was a favourite of his. I have no idea why. He wrote it out himself to frame and hang on the wall.
Enzo adjusted his reading glasses and scanned the lines. This day relenting God hath placed within my hand a wondrous thing, and God be praised. At his command, seeking his secret deeds, with tears and toiling breath, I find thy cunning seeds, O million murdering death. I know this little thing a myriad men will save. O death, where is thy sting? Thy victory, O grave.